Hello, we're back.
Yes, we are.
So, how is it? It's interesting. Just been busy today doing some work here at the house, too. Wow.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. It's amazing what happens when you just decide to go for a walk into Home Depot just to look. The next thing you know, you have a new tub, a new toilet, and you get a new sink.
No, we didn't have a new toilet.
Oh, well, the toilet was new.
Whose real fault was that? Whose idea was it to buy all this stuff? Anyway, I was gone. You can't blame me. I was in Wisconsin then.
Somebody can't say no to me, and next thing you know, we had a new
bathroom. Wow!
That's right, because I just get tired of listening to the whining.
Oh.
No, I was just looking. The next thing you know, we found a vanity. Then we found a tub.
Really? We went to, problem was that we went to the Home Depot sale aisle.
Yeah.
And we saw these taps on sale. Mm-hmm. Those two were $60 a piece, and they're like regularly $100.
That's what it all started with.
That's how it started. And then I said, well, you know what? You want to make the tub and the sink match. I said, why don't we grab two of them? There's two, right? They'll be nice.
Uh-huh.
So we did that. And then he said, well, there's the vanity and the sink that we're like. And I'm like, well, we already got the tabs. Just grab the fucking sink and the vanity. It's another $100. Mm. Then it was like, oh, well, next thing you know, we got tile piled up on the cart.
I applied
for a credit card, and we threw it all on a fucking credit card. I'm like,
because
what the hell
are we
doing?
Have to pay for, you know, we've already got to put the money aside. And, you know, why not? It needs to be. And really, I mean, now the only thing after the bathroom is done is the kink play shower down here, and we're done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we were talking about Bueno. You've been away for a little bit. Now, I have a couple questions in regards to you, like, being away. Mm-hmm. So you were gone from us for, what, about 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So the reason I asked, like, we had a couple of the boys here. On the one weekend, Boy Alex and Slave Wayne.
Yes.
And I don't know if you experienced it or not. It's sub drop, right? You understand the term sub drop? It's kind of like it's almost like a depressing feeling of like when you go home after you leave or after a really heavy play session.
Oh, that, yes.
That kind of a, okay. So, and one of the boys had experienced that actually quite badly on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're gone for 3 weeks. Do you hit that at all, like for the first few days? Are you down? Like,
oh yeah, I definitely do. You feel depressed.
What's it?
But
what's
it's more
it?
Not.
Could you explain it? I don't. You probably
feel it as well. It's just missing what you're used to. It's like a homesickness almost type thing.
Right.
So, don't you feel that?
What's
sometimes?
That?
Do you miss?
I just zoned. I so zoned. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Fired. Do you like totally miss Sir Mark or I when we're gone for a few days?
Oh, when I'm not with you guys, of course I do.
Oh yeah,
it's the same thing. I know.
But the thing is, I like to have somebody with me all of the time.
He does.
Right, because you want someone to take care of you all the time.
Pretty much.
But not just that. He needs that.
The attention.
Yeah. The attention and the ego boosting. And
no, but
I remember this.
Try to explain sub drop to me. Like, let's keep on going.
It's funny how things have truly evolved, though, sir. Because I remember back when I was first temporarily college.
Yeah.
Remember how you would tell him, you know, your problem is you just can't be alone. Because as soon as you would leave for Toronto, he'd be calling me up on the phone saying, we need you over tonight, now. And you'd be yelling at him like, give him a break. He just got home last night.
Yeah, so?
And now he's admitting he's that way.
No. I always knew I was that way. I just was never going to
admit it. Admitted it. Now you are, sir.
So that's just because I like a lot of sex, that's all. So
it's pretty much the same way. It's not really, to me, it's never a sub drop. I don't know. I mean, people describe that, sir, and I can see that after an extreme session.
Yeah.
It's not I feel very momentarily energetic, and then all of a sudden I just, like, crash.
That's because the endorphins, yeah.
That's the endorphins,
that I can
though.
Understand.
So I don't know if that's truly sub-drop. I think any time you have any experience that's more emotional, you come to a point where when it's over, it's whether it's emotionally a high or emotionally a low. I mean, it's kind of a swing. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe
it. So, I'm just trying to think. So, How does that last throughout that entire 3-week period? Does it get worse? Does it get better? Do when you're out of the environment for that length of time? Because I mean, you're with us a lot. You're mm-hmm. an integral part of our family. Like you are, you know, it's the three of us to a certain extent. But as when you get further away, does it shift? Does your perspective shift away from being here to being away? Not.
I don't know. I mean, mine always does anyway because I'm busy doing what I was doing there. I mean, when I go away, it's usually for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I've never just gone away to just do nothing. So,
yeah,
I can't really quite relate to that. I mean, generally, I'm going to my family, and it's either to help them with something or to hunt or to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember when I've just gone and done nothing. And I imagine that's because it would drive me crazy if I did that. So,
okay.
I don't think it's a sub drop to me, though.
I think I'm just saying.
I think that's everyone's different, but and it could just be because I'm around the because having a session isn't such an exception to me. You know what I mean? It's not like it's more normal, I guess you would say.
What foremost? Being here.
Being here is more normal for me, not an exception for me.
Right.
So I assume when it is an exception, that brings your emotions up to a super high level, and then all of a sudden it's over, and then you're going to go way to the bottom.
Okay.
And I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially if you're just, you know, if you're a long distance away or you're not available to be with your dominant very often, you know you're only going to be with your dominant once every 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm. which does happen sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of long distance relationships out there. Mm-hmm. I can see where that would be more of a drop because it's like, oh, fuck, now it's going to be 3 months before I get to see him or her again.
Yep.
Or it's going to be 2 months before I get to be with my dominant again. Mm-hmm. And that could really then be depressing,
okay.
especially if you're in a situation where you've agreed to be totally, what term am I looking for?
Monogamous?
Monogamous with only your dominant and you live 3 months away.
You live 3 months away.
Or 3 miles, or you're not going to be around for another 3 months or whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
I mean, I could see where that could be, just a letdown in itself.
It's hard, and that's only going to work so long.
Exactly, my opinion. It's very tough.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people in the chat room. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, is this something that you've experienced? Well, I know the one boy has. If he wants to talk about it, I'm not going to name whom it is. He can talk about it. Let's get something going on in the chat room. If you guys have any emails or questions or anything that you'd like, you can email boyneil@houseofmnsm.com, Master Noel Sir Mark, or you can email either Sir Mark or myself at the same. And then, you know, let's get some dialogue going in regards to this, because I just find it a really interesting topic that
I don't know. Dominant
I think I do.
I think you do too,
I
sir.
Think I do, and I've just never known really what it was or knew how to recognize it. I mean, yeah,
because I see your text,
you're out
like after I'm gone the next day.
Yeah.
You send me texts, it's like and it's almost, well, for the longest time, sir, I think until Sir Mark yelled at you too much, but it would be like by Monday night you'd be like, I'd see you all weekend at camp, and then by Monday night it'd be like, what are you doing? Getting some stuff done around the house. Oh, you need to come here now, boy. You got 20 minutes. It's like, okay, and I just would.
Mm-hmm.
Where now instead you get kind of like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just cleaning around the house, relaxing. Oh, too bad you can't come up here, because now you won't like tell me to come up here,
well,
sir.
Well,
because you know I need time as well.
Especially because you've been working
but I can tell that you experience the same thing, only on a dominant standpoint. But also it's because you're always horny, I think, too.
Yeah, so there is the really horny thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of times when you, like we played the other night when I had you here, what, Thursday or Friday? I brought you down here and played with you?
Well, I got here Friday, sir.
So we played Friday night. We haven't really done anything.
Or Wednesday night, too. Did I come Wednesday? I don't remember now.
Well, when did I have you down here? When was I flogging you?
Yeah, you were here.
That was Friday night.
You were here Wednesday.
But I came Wednesday, too, sir.
Because I was here Tuesday.
No.
I was here.
So, but that's what I think the point I'm trying to make is, all of our relationship is, it's not just you come here, I immediately bring you the, you know, down to the dungeon. I flog right. you or whip you or do something with you. It's what we all have is a little bit different. I mean, it could just come over. You know, I think there's been once or twice that I've actually not even had sex with you when you've been here at the one night time, maybe.
Yeah, there has been. Yeah. Sir.
You know?
You must have been drunk as hell. Really tired.
Oh, really sick.
I think I was sick.
Or sick. Really sick.
No, I can usually get it up even when I'm sick.
Sometimes, one time you were really sick. And
yeah.
You were like, yeah.
You just couldn't do it, eh? Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
So
usually when he's really drunk, that doesn't bother him. I mean,
no.
It just takes him longer to come, that's all.
Yeah, pretty much. Boy, Alex is the one who had the sub drop. He's speaking of it openly in the chat room, so that's the reason why I'm saying whom it is.
Oh, my God.
And Boy, Alex says, I'll assume that you're speaking of my experience, Master. I had a physical reaction given heightened cortisol and experienced prolonged heightened stress reaction and reduction in sugar. We don't actually... we gotta eat fucky when we do stuff. Like, I mean, today, what did we eat, really? When we have a busy weekend, when we have a busy weekend, you know what I mean? Like, we had a quick lunch, and then we worked.
And then we had
work,
good
work.
Snacks.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. But, I mean, even the weekend that they were here, right? You were in Toronto, so there was no snacks. But, I mean, we were just doing so much stuff, and then, you know, and it's true. Like, you know, you need to eat properly, and you got to make sure... anyways, we're gonna. I just can't. Just
sorry.
That's all right. Sir Mark's having a moment. It's all
it's
good,
sad
honey.
And it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Wow, we'll be back in a little bit after this.